Hello and welcome to episode 1 of a newly formed sports podcast hosted by the Dominican Star. My name is Angel Dominguez and I am the co-editor of the Star. On this episode, I have two members of the Dominican men's volleyball team, senior outside hitter Jared Hesse and junior setter Owen Morrow. In this podcast, we discuss the men's season so far and the anticipation of a potential record-breaking game against Benedictine University. Kicking off this episode, we'll start with a brief introduction from our guest players.
My name's Owen. I'm a setter. I am number 3 on the court, and I'm also a computer science major here at Dominican.
What's up? I'm Jared. I'm an outside hitter. I'm number 6, and then I'm a double major in mathematics and secondary education.
The Stars currently sit with a record of 9-6, including an undefeated record in conference at 4-0. Guys, how are you feeling about the season so far?
This year, I'm feeling pretty confident. In the beginning of the season, we had some really good competition. Teams like Missouri S&T, Quincy, Calu, and Carthage. And so I feel like playing against those teams really helped us for this upcoming conference season. And so, yeah, I feel pretty confident.
I think we're feeling good, both as the whole team and individuals. I think that we feel confident at where we're at. I know we had some struggles early on, but like Owen said, we're playing really good teams. And I think that playing those teams only helps us know where we need to improve and how to find our stride when it matters most in conference.
So we're about a week away from the game against Benedictine University. How are you guys feeling about that game and how is the team feeling?
I think Ben U is always an anticipated match on the year. It's always one of our bigger rivals. We play them often in the conference championship. And so I think that knowing the implications of that game, we all are really excited about it. I think that obviously there's a lot of noise going about it with like us trying to break a record and attendance wise. But at the end of the day, I think that we all know the importance of that game in terms of like where we want to go. And so I think we're all ready and excited. And that's the one that we're anticipating.
Yeah. Going off of that. And last year we also lost to them twice. And so that has really been a big motivation for our team to just, you know, beat Ben U and then beat him in playoffs. And so,
taking us a few steps back and assessing yourselves, what would be your individual roles on the team?
I think for me, this is my 5th year in college. So I think a lot of guys look to me as that leadership role. And so I think that that's kind of where I've fallen. Last year, I took a pretty big leadership role. This year, taking on that captain role and everything. And so I think just trying to make sure that everyone on the team is growing and knows what we need to do to find that individual success is kind of what I have taken the role of, is making sure that everyone knows that they have a part in our success and it's not just the 7 or 8 guys that we have on the court.
For my role, I am not a captain on the team, but I'm also a captain on the court. You know, as a setter, you're technically the quarterback, so it's basically my job to call the plays, just making sure everybody has a positive mindset throughout games.
I think Owen specifically takes a huge role of just being that person who has to touch the ball every play, right? Like that's his role as being in that quarterback type position. And I think Owen does a really good job of putting us in a position to go win every single game.
When you look at the team, where do you think you guys are at right now?
I think it's really nice. Realistically, we're not losing too much this year. We graduate, myself, I'll graduate. And then we have a player named Jacob Riedel, who's also on the basketball team. He'll graduate. But looking at starters wise specifically, we're losing myself and we have some guys who are pushing us every day for those spots. So I think looking at the actual team breakdown, I want to say it's like 14 or so. That seems high, right? Maybe like 11, I think, are classified as underclassmen. I think we have a lot of depth on this team. I think this is one of the deepest teams that we've had in program history, of just everyone pushing each other and getting going.
When you look at yourself as like student athletes, like how can you describe like that kind of balance? Like, what is it like?
It's pretty awesome. The only thing that I would say about being a student athlete at Dominican is that it's such a small campus, and it's very fun having other students show up to your games and then having them like compliment you after the game and stuff.
I think that it puts you in a very unique position because your face is known around campus in both a great way and a bad way. So I think that we take that role with pride of being trying to represent the university. The university is comes first and foremost, obviously. And so I think that us being able to go put on a show that represents of the Dominican pride that we have. And so I think that that's realistically what that student athlete part of it is, right? Of being able to go represent our school against other schools and prove why we're better than certain sports or what we have better than them, you know?
So going back to like the potential of the packed crowd for next week's game against Benedictine, can you guys remember like a packed game like that?
Yeah, so North Central was a huge win for us. How many people showed up?
I don't know.
I mean, it was just crazy. Like our fans were chirping at the other team, and then the other team was getting in their own heads, and it was just good to have them on our side. So that we can match their energy. So they give us a lot of energy throughout that game.
I think as a team, we talk about it a lot, is that our gym is unique in other gyms, right? A lot of other gyms are bigger and everything, but our gym is small. And so you feel the crowd at every single play of every single moment. And Dominican does an amazing job of packing those stands. I think that like when I think of like true like crowd, like volume and like intensity. I think back to last season against Carthage, right? Carthage, I think, was fifth in the nation at the time. We were coming off an unranked, you know, kind of, we were riding our highs, but